Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
First date, check. It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
This is second date update on the Wake Up Call, and Alex is on with us. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning.
So Alex and Carly met on Match. Alex said they hit it off right away. They met at a restaurant that had the outside dining going on. Alex was surprised to find out they had a ton in common. At the end of the night, Alex, you asked if she'd like to go out again. She said yes, but then what happened after that?
Well, she ghosted me.
And that's why you're on second date update. We've heard this story before.
So you asked her on a second date on the first date. She said yes, but then still ghosted you.
Yes.
And was there any conversation after the date that could have turned her off, or was there just no conversation at all after the date?
There was no conversation at all after the date. Like, she said yes to when I offered a second date. We said goodbye, and then nothing after that.
All right, Alex, hold on the line, okay? We're going to talk to Carly real fast, okay?
Thank you.
Hi, Carly, are you there?
Hello?
Hi, Carly. It's Gavin, Katie, and Rain. It's the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. Thanks for holding. This is a segment called Second Date Update, and we're calling because we talked to someone that you went out on a date with, Alex.
Okay.
And Alex, we talked to him, and he thought that you guys had a great time on your date, but he hasn't heard from you since. He even said that he felt ghosted. What can he tell us about you and Alex and your date?
Wow. So he just really hurt my feelings.
Interesting. And why? Okay, how?
Well, when we were walking to the cars, he started commenting about my body and how thick I was or am.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, I feel like being called thick is basically like being called fat, and I don't think he should be commenting on my body like that. I mean, it's really demeaning, actually.
It's not like it's calling somebody fat. It is calling somebody fat.
No, it isn't. It somehow isn't. I know it's almost like being... It's more like being called not small.
What is the... I mean, what is not small?
What?
If somebody's not small because they are muscular... We have a word for that, you know?
I mean,
if somebody's not small for another reason, we kind of say thick when we're, especially when we're not meaning it in a totally negative way, but that doesn't change the way that it is absorbed.
Now, real fast, just to clarify. Now, Gavin, like when we were in school, like thick was one thing, right? But I think nowadays that was thick, T-H-I-C-K, and now there's... thick, T-H-I-C-C, which is
C-C,
like, which
correct.
Is like the slang term of you know, being curvaceous, but still not, I mean, not overweight, but you have...
Gavin, you're a great example of thick, actually. When you're even in your best shape, you aren't fat, but you're not small.
But I agree with her. It still hurts feelings to be called
it's
that because
hurtful.
I know what
and
you
especially
mean.
Especially on a first date. Like, he shouldn't
exactly.
be talking about my body like that. Like,
well, that I agree
that
with.
Well. He doesn't know me that well. Like, I just feel like that takes a lot of nerve. Like, I don't know. It really turned me off.
Thick is the word that you use to describe Lizzo. Like, it's not a
no,
good...
No, it is not.
I don't know about that, Gavin.
No, it isn't.
Well, somebody should tell Lizzo that.
Thick is how you would describe Nicki Minaj.
There you go. That's a good way of doing it.
I mean, she has Nicki Minaj.
A teeny tiny itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face.
All right, let's get Alex back on. Alex, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, so Alex, we need to clarify some things. First of all, did you mean thick as in fat, or thick with two C's as in kind of curvaceous or sexy?
The second one.
Okay, so more of like a voluptuous kind of sexual aura.
Yeah, I meant it completely as a compliment. I don't see how, I didn't realize that she would have taken it as like a demeaning term.
It's not that it's demeaning, but it evokes a type of body type. First of all, don't comment on a person's body type the first time you meet them.
Yeah, okay? I mean, how is that any different than looking at a girl's boobs and being like, damn, you're stacked?
But regardless, though, you might have meant it one way, but it is taken a different way by a certain percentage of the population.
I mean, they're probably right. Like, the first date is probably not the right spot to use vocabulary words like that, especially if you don't know how the other person's going to take it and they don't know you well enough to know that you actually mean thick with two C's instead of thick with the CK.
And also, let me just say, women don't want to hear it before a first date, like when somebody screams it at you from across the street when you're pumping gas.
Has that happened to you?
Oh, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.